Welcome to Preaching Into the Mirror. I'm Sharmini Kumar. Each week I'm spending time with some of the stories of Jesus, according to the gospel readings of the Revised Common Lectionary, if that means anything to you. And I'm preaching the sermon that I think I most need to hear. You can't tell, but I look myself in the eye while I'm preaching via a mirror, and you are most welcome to eavesdrop. This week's passage is John 14, verses 15 to 21. This passage is part of a long speech that Jesus gives to his disciples just before he's arrested. And it opens with this phrase. Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commands." And that kind of makes a cold chill run down my spine because it sounds like a lot to live up to. At first glance, it seems almost like emotional manipulation. If you love me, you will do everything that I ask. If you really love me, you will dot, dot, dot. It doesn't sound like the start of a very encouraging sentence. But I noticed a couple of things about this passage. Firstly, Jesus in the previous chapter, in the hours before this passage takes place, has just given the disciples his command, and that command is love each other as I have loved you. Secondly, it's one of those kind of long and twisty passages that the Gospel of John is famous for. Jesus repeats this idea that love for him involves keeping commands, but he also does that thing where he talks about the relationship between himself and the Father and the Spirit and the followers. And if you were going to try and diagram those relationships, you would end up with a tangled mess. There's a Spirit being sent, but also the Spirit being Jesus personified, and the Spirit being with his followers and in his followers or amongst his followers, and Jesus is in the Father and we are in him and he is in us, and the love goes from us to Jesus and God to us and Jesus to us. But I think the point is, it's a close relationship and it's a relationship of love. It's the thing that binds God to us and us to God and us to each other and even God within God. And that thing is love. And we are invited into it. It's like Jesus is saying, look, there is so much overflowing love in this whole God thing of which I am a part. There is so much overflowing love that if you want to take part, all you have to do is love. If I want to participate, it's not like Jesus is standing there with a rule book and writing down little ticks and crosses. If I want to participate, Jesus says, there's already the love there. If I want to participate, Jesus says that all I need to do is tap into that love, my love for Jesus, my love for God, their love for me, my love for my brothers and sisters. It's not a rule or a hurdle or a box to be ticked. It is a gracious invitation to love each other as Jesus has loved us. Amen.